Bacoja Thofajaroid Gdi Erclar Sounds Irish. Hello friends, I'm Joe Bullard, and I want to welcome you to this week's edition of our programme Sounds Irish. I hope you can stay with me and enjoy some of the tracks that I've got lined up for you on this week's programme. Ballads, folk, traditional, country and Irish, old-time Irish-American songs and instrumentals, all with an Irish flavour or some connection with Ireland. So stay tuned and enjoy this week's edition of Sounds Irish. Hello friends and welcome to the programme. I'm Joe Mollard and I hope you can stay with me no matter what radio station you're listening to me on. And there's quite a number of radio stations now taking our programme Sounds Irish. I hope I find you well as you listen to this. And if you're not well, well, I hope it won't be too well before you're back to your full self again. Just to remind you that this is a pre-recorded programme, so you can't contact me while I'm on air. But of course you can contact me at any time by email. joebollard2@aircom.net is the email address, joebollard, and a figure 2 at aircom, aircom.net, and put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line if you've got a comment, a request or an observation to make about the programme. Now, as I say to you every week, you can, of course, join me on Facebook and become one of my Facebook friends, or you can, well, get onto Twitter and we can tweet. Joe Bloggs in Bray, JoeBloggsInBray, all in lowercase, Joe Bloggs in Bray, and become one of my followers. On this week's programme, we have some old favourites and some new favourites, and we're starting off with the lovely voice of Anne Breen, and she's certainly singing an old favourite, and we're moving around Ireland a bit on this week's programme. We're starting with Anne Breen, and she's in Galway Bay.
Or light
lovely voice of Anne Breen there, telling us all about Galway Bay. What was the last version of that we played? Bing Crosby. I think we'll be hearing Bing later on the programme. I think Ruby Murray also sang it on one of our recent Sounds Irish programmes. Now, recently, I've laid my hands on some wonderful material from Foster and Allen. Quite a lot of material, actually, and I'm grateful to the person that supplied me with the Foster and Allen material, because you do know that I'm a big fan of Foster and Allen. They do everything nice and tuneful, nice and tidy, and most of the times, nice quietly. This is a song that I played, a long time ago, way back in the day, on Sounds Irish, the first track of Johnny McAvoy's, I think it was, long, long before your time. And then we had recently the Brendan Grace version of it. Let's have a listen together to Foster and Allen and Long, Long Before Your Time. A sad little story, this.
You ask me why I look so sad on this bright summer's day, or why the tears are in my eyes and I seem so far away. Well, sit yourself beside me, love, and put your hand in mine, and I'll tell you of someone I loved long, long before your time. I'm sitting here and thinking of those days so long ago, when I was just the child like you and a girl I used to know. Through fields of green we laughed and played and sang our merry rhymes. Oh, summer days were warmer then, long, long before your time. Through childhood years our love did bloom, till our hearts were just as one. We promised each eternal love in the church below the town. We settled in this little house I was proud to call her mine. Oh, we were young and happy then, long, long before the time. One lovely year was all we had until the sickness came, that stole the roses from her cheeks. My tears, they fell like rain. For 9 long months she carried you, but in the end she died. She chose to go so you might live, long, long before your time. So you ask me why I look so sad on this bright summer's day, or why the tears are in my eyes and I seem so far away. It's just you seem a lot like her when your eyes look into mine, and you smile so much like she did long, long before your time. Yes, you smile so much like she did long, long before your time.
Now you can understand why I like Foster and Allen. I really enjoyed that particular track, and I hope you did, long, long before your time. And we'll be hearing lots more of them from my new assignment of Foster and Allen material. Now we're having the first of our show band tracks. I think I'll include three of them on this particular week's programme. And this is one of the, well, the most popular of all the showbands. Certainly not the best, but the most popular showband were the Royal Showband from Waterford. Now, I'll explain later on in the programme about showbands, so I won't say much here. But the Royal Showband, well, they wherever they went, the venue, whatever venue they were in, they packed the people in. They were very good visually. Now, sometimes they left a lot to be desired musically, but visually they were absolutely great and certainly very popular. This is Tom Dunphy. Tom, unfortunately, was killed in a traffic accident when he was a very young man. This is his version, or the Royal Showband's version, with Tom singing lead singer here, of Come Down the Mountain, Katie Daly, the country Irish. Well, it's country and Irish, yes it is. And he's telling us all the story of Katie Daly. She was born in Tipperary and then she went out to the United States and she started brewing potcheen. Or what is it you call it? White Lightning or something of that ilk. Anyway, enough of my prattle. Here's Tom Dunphy and Come Down the Mountain, Katie Daly.
Now this here's a story about Katie Daly. Katie Daly came from Tipperary in 1842 and was famous for her poteen, otherwise known as Mountain Dew. Anyway, here's the way the song goes.
Well, not the best of recordings, that one, but it was just an example of the Royal Showband and their version of Come Down the Mountain, Katie Daly. I think we played the Dermot O'Brien version of that not so long ago. Now we're coming to a song, one of those songs that isn't an Irish song, but everybody thinks it is. But it's an unusual version of it. I'm going to play for you now a song by Roger Whittaker. Roger Whittaker had some great hits in the 70s and 80s in the UK, like New World in the Morning and The Last Farewell. But then he came to live in Ireland. Now, I think he now lives in the south of France, but he moved away from Ireland, having lived here for quite some time, to go to France for the benefit of his wife's health. But he was a renowned whistler, and he also did some very good whistling tracks. But here, Roger Whittaker, he's singing for us. I think he's originally from Zimbabwe, but here he's singing for us when Irish eyes are smiling. Just to repeat, this is not an Irish song, but it does have Irish connections. So we can include it on Sounds Irish.
When Irish eyes are smiling, sure it's like a morning spring. In the lilt of Irish laughter, you can hear the angels sing. When Irish hearts are happy, all the world seems bright and gay. And when Irish eyes are smiling, so they steal your heart away.
And now, once again, the beauty of presenting a programme like Sounds Irish, it means that I can change the genre. I can move from different types of Irish music. And this one, it's a track from a newly acquired album by a group called The Alt. And this is a tremendously talented trio. They're going to play for us here a piece called The Geese on the Bog. How about this for instrumentation?
Thank you.
The Geese on the Bog there from the Alt. Now, on most Sounds Irish programmes, certainly over the last couple of years, I've tried to include a Brendan O'Dowda track for two reasons. First of all, I'm a big Brendan O'Dowda fan, and most of the time he also sings Percy French songs, and I'm a big Percy French enthusiast. I think Percy French never got the recognition internationally that he should have got. He got it nationally here in Ireland, of course he did. But even so, a lot of people thought that he was, well, how can I put this? He was poking fun at the Irish. And I don't think so. I think it was the market that was available for him at the time. But enough of that. Here, a Brendan O'Dowda track, and it's not a Percy French song. In fact, it's taken from a live performance that he did shortly before he passed on. And this is a song that a lot of our senior citizens, Irish listeners, will be familiar with. And once again, it's the joy of doing a programme like Sounds Irish that I can mix these tracks so much. Round of applause for Brendan O'Dowda.
Come back to where Mavourneen, come back Aroon to the land of thy birth. Come with the shamrocks in springtime, Mavourneen, and its Killarney shall ring with our mirth. Sure, when we lend ear to beautiful England, little we thought of the lone winter days, little we thought of the hush of the starshine over the mountain, the bucks and the braes. Then come back to Erin, Mavourneen, Mavourneen. Come back Aroon to the land of thy shamrocks in springtime of Urnin, and its Killarney shall ring with our mirth. Then come back to Erin,
deserved applause there for Brendan O'Dowda, which goes to show that he could sing other songs other than Percy French numbers, and he sang that very, very well. And he got them all going, did he not? Come back to Erin, Mavourneen. By the way, Mavourneen is a term of endearment in the Irish language. Now, I think earlier on I mentioned Dermot O'Brien. I think it was in connection with Katie Daly, was it not? But here Dermot himself is singing a song that, once again, I think the very first recording I played on Sounds Irish of Johnny McAvoy, one of the early Johnny McAvoy tracks, I played the Johnny McAvoy version of this. But this is Dermot's version of a song that, actually, his wife's name is Eileen, but I don't think Dermot wrote the song. He did write, and I played it a couple of months ago on the programme, My Eileen, which was written for his wife. But Dermot himself singing here, Where My Eileen Is Waiting. And this is a song that always gets us going at a sing-along when you're in sort of, maybe in a ballad session or something like that. Somebody sings along with them and we all join in. Here's Dermot O'Brien.
I'm always light-hearted and dizzy, not a care in the world of I. For I know I am loved by a Pauline, and I couldn't forget if I tried. She lives far away on the mountains, where the little birds sing on the trees. In a cottage all covered with ivy, my eye is waiting for me. It's over the mountains, where the little birds sing on the trees. In a cottage all covered with ivy, my eye is waiting for me. The day I bid goodbye to Eileen, that's the day I will never forget. For the tears bubbled up from their slumbers, and I fancy I see them yet. They looked like the pearls in the ocean as she wept her tale of love. And she said, my dear boy, don't forget me till we meet here on earth or above. It's over the mountains, where the little birds sing on the trees. In a cottage all covered with ivy, my Eileen's waiting for me. In a cottage all covered with ivy, my Eileen is waiting for me.
Now, here's one of those unusual Irish songs. It's a fun song. It's telling the story. Well, it's Anne-Marie O'Riordan. Of course, you know I'm a big fan of Anne-Marie. And she's telling us, well, she's besotted. There's a good word. Besotted with Rory O'McGrory. Now, to get the full gist of this, you have to, and I keep saying it to you on Sounds Irish every week, you have to listen to the lyrics of how she feels about she being Anne-Marie O'Riordan, of course, how she feels about Rory O'McGrory.
'Twas in the very month of June when first I met my own gossoon, the fairest lad in all Macroom was Rory O'McGrory. Rory here and Rory there, all can Rory everywhere, as swift as a mushroom or a mountain hare was Rory O'McGrory. Took me to Killarglen Fair, the Kerry boys were dancing there, but little a one of them compared with Rory O'McGrory. Rory here and Rory there, rollicking Rory everywhere, as swift as a mush in a mountain hare was Rory O'McGrory. He danced a Blackpool Kerry style, and you should see the collie smile, but I kept watching him all the while for fear they'd steal my Rory. Rory here and Rory there, rollicking Rory everywhere, as swift as a mush in a mountain hare was Rory O'McGrory. And Father Kelly made us one, he said, God bless my girl and son, and may all your troubles be little ones for Rory O'McGrory. Rory Rory here and Rory there, Alec and Rory everywhere, as swift as a mush in a mountain hare, with Rory all my glory. The years roll by, our loves complete, while dancing round and round our feast, Sir John and Anne and Mary and Anne, the baby's name was Rory. Rory here and Rory there, Alec and Rory everywhere, as swift as a mush in a mountain hare, with Rory all my glory. Rory here and Rory there, Alec and Rory everywhere, as swift as a mush in a mountain hare, with Rory all my glory.
A bit of a lad was our Rory, apparently, but there you are. Rory O'Magrory. I was speaking with some friends of mine during the week who happened to listen to the programme, and we were talking about the type of music I play and the type of music I should play. And one of them said, Joe, you used to play a lot of Phil Coulter over the last couple of years. You seem to have sort of gone off of late, and we haven't heard Phil Coulter on the programme for a while. And maybe it's just because they were feeling that way, because Phil Coulter is a fellow townsman of mine. He lives in Bray, and we're very proud of him. So I said, OK, we'll put that to rights. So what I'm going to do now, I'm going to play Phil Coulter's version of the most popular Irish song I now feel in during the last 30 years. You've guessed it right. Here's Phil Coulter's version of The Fields of Athenry.